This is Religion Today with Martin Tanner, a weekly look at religion and spirituality here at home and around the world. Now, here's your host, Martin Tanner.
Welcome. This is Religion Today. I'm your host, Martin Tanner. Today, an exciting show. We are talking via phone from California with John Lynch, who's the chairman of FAIR, fairlds.org on the internet, which is a great, great organization. If you'd listened to this show for any length of time, you've heard me talk about FAIR before. Welcome to our program, John.
Thank you, Martin.
Today, we are here to talk about Mormon voices. Before doing that, I wanted to let our listeners know, maybe the ones who aren't too familiar with FAIR, exactly what the organization does, how it was formed, and what the purposes are.
Well, FAIR came about originally out of necessity. There were a number of people that were basically involved in online discussions with the AOL message boards, and in the course of participating there, they found themselves combating critics of the church and trying to correct the information that was being put up by some that were, you know, quite vocal. And they seemed to be pretty organized, and so those that were participating at the time decided that they should organize themselves as well and pull together some resources where they could collaborate and pool the information that they have to correct the misinformation that's being put out by the critics. And they decided that the best way to do that would be a website, and as a result, FAIR was born.
FAIR was born, and of course, immediately you eradicated all the false information about the church, and it's totally been taken. I'm kidding. Mormon voices is more of the same, because those dissident voices just never quite seem to go away, do they?
No, they don't. And, you know, FAIR's gone through quite a number of evolutions, but, you know, in recent years, well, shortly after our inception, actually, we made a market decision that we were not going to be an organization that itself engaged in those online conversations, but that we would at least answer the critical questions with faithful answers. And that's essentially what we've done. We've built a number of websites that specifically do that. So if you go to fairlds.org, for example, you can find well-written scholarly articles that have been written with the intent of making complex issues easy to understand relative to criticisms of the church. Following that, we decided that we wanted to track and simplify even more the ability to find those answers. And the software that's used to drive, for example, Wikipedia offered us a great opportunity to do exactly that. Essentially, what we did was we took those same tools that Wikipedia uses to collaborate to create great informational online resources, and we purposed it for ourselves. We've got now what we call our FAIR Wiki, and that boasts over 4,000 articles today, which covers pretty much any topic of any issue of criticism against the church, and it does a quick analysis of the criticism, gives a written response. You know, most of them are about a page long to read or less, and then gives you links to additional information and resources you can turn to. So it's just this tremendously powerful tool that can be used by anybody to find answers to critical questions and, you know, help them in both their own search for answers, and as well as a resource to help them when answering critics on their own as they find themselves venturing into public forums.
And it is an amazing resource. If you have some obscure scripture that's been discussed by anti-Mormons, if you have some statement by an LDS authority from the distant past that might seem a little inconsistent or difficult to understand today, I mean, all kinds of things are on there. It's an amazing resource.
Yeah, and I'm constantly amazed, you know, and it is a collaborative effort. We've got some key people that really help keep it alive and that sort of thing, but, you know, a lot of it is born out of the fact that we have a service on our main website called Ask the Apologist. And it's basically, it's a link, it's an email link that people can utilize to send a question to our 150 or so volunteers. And so, you know, we get people that ask us all sorts of questions, and a lot of times those questions become the impetus for us to write a new article. And, you know, the reality is we first started with this because we recognized that most anti-Mormon arguments are really reiterations of age-old arguments that have been answered, you know, over the last 150-plus years. So, you know, what we wanted to do was pull it all together and not have to keep answering those questions. And with the Ask the Apologist service, you know, we're now finding more and more that we can sound really smart when somebody asks us a question just by saying, oh, yes, here, follow this link. And, you know, then we get an answer back, hey, thank you very much, that was exactly what I needed. So it really is a tremendous resource.
It is amazing. Today we want to especially emphasize something new called Mormon Voices. Tell our listeners about that.
Well, we're actually you're getting a scoop on us here because tomorrow we plan to announce through major media outlets the formation or the name change of Mormon Voices. We actually organized it originally under the name the Mormon Defense League, and we chose that name originally because, quite honest, it's straightforward and people get it. It's an outward facing organization that was intended at the outset to help us to provide resources of information and correction to major media figures and to media outlets and that sort of thing, and basically be an outward version in some ways of FAIR. FAIR primarily is our target audience are members of the LDS Church, where Mormon Voices has more of an outward focus of, you know, helping to correct information that is put in the public venue that is, you know, facing the general public.
I checked out your website today. It looks wonderful. You have a great overview of the purpose, some of the statements about misconceptions about the church. It's fantastic.
Well, thank you. What we're trying to do with this, of course, is to, in addition to just simply you know, answering the misconceptions put out by people, but also to rally. That's the reason for the name change. We want to help rally the voices of common Mormons. If you look at the emphasis of the church with the I'm a Mormon campaign, they're trying to put a personal face on our presence in the media and help people understand, you know, that you know, we are just like everybody else out there. And, you know, there's a lot of members that want to be involved online. We've been encouraged by Elder Ballard, Elder Perry in the recent in his recent remarks at General Conference, have encouraged members to get involved in public forums and speak up. So one of the things that Mormon Voices will do is we will help members who want to join become notified when their voice being heard in a public venue can help. And we'll help point them and steer them and give them resources so that they can recognize where positive comments and influences can make a difference. Brother Otterson from Church Public Affairs involves himself in a blog at the Washington Post, for example. And we've some of our volunteers have stepped in and just made positive comments and actually helped change the tone of the conversation, much like the missionaries outside of Temple Square during General Conference. They sing hymns while we have critics, you know, calling out, you know, criticisms against us. They sit there and sing hymns, and it just changes the spirit and the tone of things. And that's part of what we want to try and do with Mormon Voices.
Absolutely a fascinating genesis that it's come from. Check it out. It is called Mormon Voices. It's at mormonvoices.org. Can anyone just check out that site?
Yep, and what we ask people to do is to come on, sign up. If you sign up for Mormon Voices, when online discussions could use the benefit of a chorus of voices from everyday Mormons, we'll send you out a notice and ask you to and invite you to come in. We'll point you to some resources that might be helpful as you consider your own responses and make it possible for you to join the chorus of Mormon voices out there on the Internet.
Fantastic. And that is a wonderful resource. Check it out. It is mormonvoices.org. Thanks for being with us today. John Lynch, you're wonderful.